The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated anonymously Lerfuas Shelema of Meir Ben Esther. En narefanalo betoch she'ar chole amu Yisrael. Amen.
Amen.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated as well Le'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Mazal. Ruach Hashem tanihenna began Eden. Amen. We bless our anonymous sponsor that Be'ezat Hashem he should be blessed with arichut yamim, health, osher ve'osher ve'chavod, and Be'ezat Hashem should be zocher in the near future to raise a family and continue all his good work for the community. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by our dear friends Mr. Nassim and Elias Bassan from Panama, Shemish Merim, in memory of their dear mother, Sarah Bat Malka. Ruach Hashem, Tanihena began Eden. Amen. Daf Yud Tet. Today's daf is being studied, Le'ilu Nishmat, Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tanihena began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Tet Amud Rishon on the second line. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braita. A vessel that became tameh from before Yom Tov, en matpilin oto ben hashemashot. So you're not allowed to dip that vessel ben hashemashot because ben hashemashot is safek yom, safek laila, and therefore on the side that it's laila, it's Yom Tov, and therefore you're not allowed to dip a vessel on Yom Tov because we said it's nir'eh. At least that was one of the reasons we gave. So therefore, just like it's asur to dip it on Yom Tov, it's asur to dip it ben Hashem Ashot as well. Rabbi Shimon Shezuri Omer Af Bechol En Matpirin Oto Mepenei Shesarik He'erev Shemesh. He says, even forget about Yom Tov, even during the week, a regular weekday, you shouldn't dip a vessel that became Tameh Ben Hashem Ashot. Why? Because even after you dip it, you can't use the vessel until what's called the Erev Shemesh, till the sun sets. And therefore, this guy over here, if he's dipping the vessel at night, that means he needs the vessel. He's rushing to dip it. And therefore, if he's going to do it Ben Hashem Ashot, he's going to use it immediately. It's not going to be the Erev Shemesh. Actually, he has to wait all the way to the next night. Right, for Erev Shemesh. So therefore, he's not going to do that. So he says, even during the week, you shouldn't dip a vessel ben Hashem Ashot. V'tanakama lo ba'ei Erev Shemesh. But Tanakama doesn't say you need Erev Shemesh. He just says the whole problem is on Yom Tov, don't dip it ben Hashem Ashot. But mashma, during the week, you can dip it ben Hashem Ashot. Well, what about the law of Erev Shemesh? Amar Rava Ashkehtinu l'Rabbanan deber Rav. So he found the Hachamim of the Yeshiva of Rav, the Advei v'Ka'amrim. So they explained the Mahloket as follows. B'machshavto nikeret mitoch ma'asav kamepalgeh. The Mahloket over here is, when a person is doing something, he's doing a ma'aseh, can you read into his ma'aseh and try to figure out what he's thinking? V'chidameh, what's the case? What do we mean? Kegon tenakit mana biyadeh. He's holding this vessel that became tameh in his hand. Verahit veazil, and he's running ben Hashem Ashot at bule. So you see him. You see a guy now. You have to try to figure out his intention. All we see is a man with a vessel that's tameh that's running to the mikveh to dip it by ben Hashem Ashot. So the Gemara says, Mor Savar, Hay de Karahit veazil. The reason why the guy's running, Medayada de Bareh Erev Shemesh. Because he knows you need Erev Shemesh. And therefore he wants to get there before Ben Hashem Ashot. So he'll have his Erev Shemesh. No, immediately. He wants to get there before Ben Hashem Ashot. Right. So he'll dip it during the day. Once the night comes, it's Erev Shemesh. He can use the vessel immediately. So when you see a guy running with a keli in his hand by Ben Hashem Ashot, so the first rabbi says, Tana Kama will say, you know what? This guy knows what he's doing. He knows there's the law of Ben Hashem Ashot, and he wants to get there before sunset to dip it, so we can have the Erev Shemesh immediately, so the vessel will become permissible immediately. Umar Sabar, Umar is no. Mahmat melachtohu karait. You know why the guy's running? The guy's running because he's busy, because of his work. And therefore, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Shizuri says, in that case over there, you do not allow him to dip the vessel. Because the fact that he's running doesn't indicate that he knows anything, that he's running to get it before Ben Hashem Asod. He's just running because he's busy. And therefore, we're concerned that if he dips it over there, Ben Hashem Asod, he's going to end up using it that night, and therefore it's a problem. So that's the Mahlok. The Mahlok is in a case where we're trying to establish what the person's kavanah was. The Amina Leusurabah tells those students, no. The Amina Ana, he says, I told them, no, that's not the mahloket. The mahloket is not trying to figure out a person's intent through his actions. What's the mahloket then? The case is talking about, well, let's say the vessel became tameh by a sheretz, but the sheretz was less than the size of a lentil. Half the size, let's say, right? So he came in front of the rabbi to ask a she'ela. He goes to the rabbi, wants to know she'ela. Hey, is this tameh or not? Mor sabar, according to one opinion, which is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Shizuri, he's going to say, Mideha lo gamir, he'erev shemesh tameh lo gamir. If a guy doesn't know the law of a keli that became tameh by less than a sheretz, if he doesn't know that law, this guy's not fluent. And the guy must not know the Ben Hashem Ashur law either. Therefore, you got to stop him during the week. Because this guy over here, he don't know anything. He's going to dip it Ben Hashem Ashur, he's going to think he could use it right away. So the Bishop Moment Jesus says, no, you can't use it. Umar Sabar, ha, hu de lo gamir. He doesn't know the law, maybe of the Adasha, Ha'erev Shemesh Gamir. Ha'erev Shemesh, he knows. Which means like this, according to Tanakama, the law of Ha'erev Shemesh is explicitly written in the Torah. Torah says you got to wait till the evening, till it becomes Tahor. So something that's explicitly written in the Torah, I'll say the guy knows. So Ha'erev doesn't know about the law of the Adasha, because the Torah really doesn't explicitly talk about what happens if he becomes Tamir with less than the Adasha. So therefore, just because he doesn't know the Adasha law, does not mean he doesn't know the Ben Hashem Ashur law. Therefore, Tanakh Kama says, you don't have to stop a guy during the week to dip a vessel, because I could say that the guy is well aware of the halakha of Ben Hashem Ashur, that Ben Hashem is, and therefore, he'll make sure either to get it done before, or if it's not done before, he'll make sure to wait the next night before he uses the vessel. So that is the case that we are discussing. Comes the Gemara and continues. Umatbilin migav legav. The end of our Mishnah said two cases. Matbilin legav migav ligav. That's from one purpose to another purpose. Umahabura lahabura. Literally from one group to another group. Now the Mishnah did not explain that line. The Gemara now will explain to us what this means. Tanu Rabbanan, kesad migav legav. What does it mean? You're dipping a vessel from one purpose to another purpose. Harotze la'asot gito al gav baddo, ubaddo al gav gito ose. A gat is the press where they squeeze grapes. It's called the gat. The bad is the press where they squeeze olives. Now, let's say a person's vessel became tameh, okay? And he says, you know what? I want to use this vessel for the olives. I want to make olive oil. I need it for the press. So he goes and he dips it in the mikveh. Mm-hmm. This is going to be for my olive press. After he dips it, he changes his mind. He says, you know what? I'm not doing olives. I want to do grapes. Min hadin, no problem, the keli is tahor. You don't have to have kavanah when you dip the keli. Technically, the keli is tahor, you can use it for the grapes. But this guy's a mahmir. He says, you know what? Since I didn't dip it for the kavanah, the grapes, I want to re-dip it. Wow. So the Mishnah says, you can do that on Yom Tov. Matbilin migav legav, from one purpose to another, because since this tevilah is not necessary in the first place. Because you really don't have to dip it again. It's just a humrah. He just wants to do it to have kavanah for what he's doing. So therefore, that type of tevilah in Yom Tov, the Achamim were not forbidding. Why? Because there's no tikkun kli. So you're going with the reason that I'm not mitakan anything. The keli's mitukan already. That would be migav legav. In a case where your kavanah changed, but the keli was tahor, right. In any event. Now let's give the case of habura lahabura. Kesad mehabura lahabura. What's the case from group to group? Haya ochel bahabura zu. Let's say a guy was enlisted with a certain group to eat his Qurban Pesach. Like we know, he was eating a group. And what happened? Let's say he became tameh, or some of his vessels became tameim, and therefore, well, you can't eat Qurban Pesach when you're tameh. So therefore, he went and he dipped himself, or he dipped the vessels. And what's his kabanah? I'm dipping in order to eat with habura A. V'rotzeh le'echol b'habura acheret. And now, after he comes out of the mikveh, he says, you know what? It's before Pesach still. You know what? I'm going to change my habura. I want to leave this habura and subscribe and enlist in another habura. So it says, Areshut biyado. In that case, he can dip on Yom Tov itself. Because really, the guy's tahor. The guy, all he's dipping again is for a humrah. The guy's saying, you know, I want to now dip, since I dipped with the kavanah for habura A, now I'm eating habura B, so I want to dip again for the kavanah of habura B. You don't have to do that. That's a humrah. And therefore, the Mishnah says, mahabura lahabura is mutar on Yom Tov for the same reason, because it's really not considered a tikkun over here. Because really, the guy himself and the vessel is tahor. And therefore it's permissible. So those are the cases of Gav the Gav and Habura the Habura. Comes the next Mishnah. Bet Shemay Omrim Mevi'im Shelamim Ve'en Sumchim Alehem Aval Lo Olot. Bet Shemay says on Yom Tov, it is permissible to bring a Korban Shelamim. However, En Sumchim Alehem, we do not make Semicha, that's pressing the hands on the animal. Bet Shammai says that that is asur, because it's considered using an animal, and the rabbis forbade using an animal on Yom Tov. Just like we're not allowed to ride an animal, he says you cannot lean and press your weight by the law of Semicha on the animal itself. So again, according to Bet Shammai, we learn two laws. Number one, you can bring a Korban Shelamim on Yom Tov, however, you do not make Semicha. Now the reason why you can bring a Korban Shelamim is because there is Achilat Adam. Human beings are part of the consumption of the Korban Shelamim. However, you cannot bring Olot. Why? Because Olot all goes Lagavawa, except for the Korban Tamir and the Korban Musaf. That's already Korban Sibu that has a set time to it. But a private Korban Yahid, you cannot bring. Why? Because the Pasuk says Ya'aseh lachem, and Bet Shammai learns lachem velo legavawa, where you can bring a korban, but you got to be part of it. Velo legavawa, like a regular korban olat yahid. So those are the two laws of Bet Shammai. Bet Hillel omrim mevi'im shelamim ve'olot ve'somchim aleihem. Bet Hillel argues on two points. Number one, you can bring shelamim and olot, and number two, you could also make simicha on Yom Tov. And now the Gemara is going to define the machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Amar Ula. Ula says, machloket b'shalmei hagiga l'smoch. When it comes to shalmei hagiga, the machloket is, could you make simicha or not? Everybody agrees you can make shalmei hagiga. The question is, can you make simicha or not? Bet Shammai is saying no. Bet Hillel is saying yes. Ve'olot li'iya likarev. And the machloket as well is, are you allowed to even bring olat le'iyah? Where Bet Shammai says no, because the pasuk says lachem, and below the gavawa, this is for gavawa, as opposed to Bet Hillel say that you can bring even olat le'iyah. The Bet Shammai savri, Bet Shammai says, v'hagotem oto hag la'ashem, hagiga in olat le'iyah lo. Right? Bet Shammai says, no, the pasuk says, v'hagotem oto hag. You can only bring a korban Hagiga, but not an olah. Bet Hillel sabi la Hashem. It says the hagotem oto hag la Hashem, kol de la Hashem. Anything that's for Hashem, including an olah. Aval nindarim v'nedavot. But when it comes to items that a person vowed, korbanot or nedavot, person donated, tevra kol en kerevin biyom tov. Everybody says you cannot bring them on Yom Tov. Why? Because the time is not today. You could have brought them before, you could bring them after. And therefore, we're not going to be over the Yom Tov to bring Nedarim and Nedavot. Now, even though you'll argue that Shalmei Hagigah also has 7 days, right? You have 7 days to bring the Shalmei Hagigah, so why don't you bring it after? So Rashi points out that we don't want a person to delay, because right after the holiday, these korbanot are not valid anymore. And therefore, Bet Shammai allows Shalmei Hagigah, Bet Hillel allows as well Olat Re'iyah. However, everybody agrees, Nedarim and Nedavot, since their Zman is not Kavua, therefore it is forbidden to bring on Yom Tov. V'chein Amar Abada Barahaba, Nedarim v'nedavot en kerevim biyom tov. Rav Adabar Abba also says that nedarim v'nedavot go to everybody are not brought on Yom Tov. That's the way Ula explained the machloket. Mati ve'ed Gemara has a question. Amar Bishimon ben Elazar. Bishimon ben Elazar says, Lo nechleku bet Shammai bet Hillel al Ola she'en oshel Yom Tov she'en akereba biyom tov. Everybody agrees an Ola that's not for Yom Tov, everybody agrees you cannot bring it. Good. Ve'al shelamim she'en shel Yom Tov she'kerebim biyom Tov. Good. And a shelamim, that's like a shalmei hagigah, everybody will agree that you can bring it. Al ma nechleku. So where's the machlok with Shammai bet Hillel? Al ola she'shel Yom Tov. That's good. Where bet Hillel will say ola shel Yom Tov, yes, and bet Hillel will say ola shel Yom Tov, no. Ve'al shelamim she'enam shel Yom Tov. Ah. And on shilamim, that's not shil yom tov. Shebet shemai omrim lo yavi. Bet shemai will say shilamim that are not shil yom tov, don't bring. Ubet elel omrim yavi. And bet elel will say you bring. So you see, according to this Tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, it's indeed a machloket bet shemai bet elel banedarim and nedavot. Can you bring them on yom tov or not? So Ula, how did you tell me? Ula, you're an Amora. How did you tell me that according to Bet Shammai Bet Hillel, everybody says you cannot bring Nedarim and Nedavot? Here I have a Tanaic statement that says, no, that's the Machloket actually. Can you bring Nedarim and Nedavot on Yom Tov or not? Well, that can't go against Tanaim. So Gemara says, Taditz ve'em ma'achir. So answer and say the following. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Lo nechleku Bet Shammai u'Bet Hillel al ola ushlamim she'enam shel Yom Tov she'enam kerevim biyom tov. So say like this, that there's no machloket not only by ola but also by shlamim that are not for Yom Tov, meaning nedarim and nedavot she'en kerevim biyom tov. Now shlamim she'en shel Yom Tov and shlamim that are for Yom Tov she'kerevim biyom tov. Ama nechleku al ola she'shel Yom Tov shbet shabbat omrim lo yavi omet omrim yavi. So therefore, once you change Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's text over there, so now Ula will fit in with this opinion, and therefore there's a shalom. Kemara says, Rav Yosef Amar, Tanae shakalt me'alma. But you remove Tanaim from the world, which means what do you have to change Rabbi Shimon ben Azad? Keep Rabbi Shimon ben Azad as it is. I had a question against Ula. Ula goes like another opinion. Well, he's the only Tanaim in the world. There's other Tanaim in the world. Which means we'll find you another Tana that will clearly say that Nidarim and Nidabot, everybody's going to hold. You cannot bring on Yom Tov. I got to be Shimon ben Elazar. He says it's the Mahloket. Okay. So this is Mahloket Tanaim, which means I could establish Ula without having to change to be Shimon ben Elazar. I'll just say that Ula subscribes to a different Tana. Tanai. The Tanya, because we have a bright Shilamim, Abaim, Machmat, Yom Tov, Be Yom Tov. Shilamim. That come on Yom Tov for the purpose of Yom Tov. Shalmei Hagigah, Bet Shammai Omrim, Somech Alehem, Me'erev Yom Tov. According to this opinion, Bet Shammai, you have to make the Simicha
before
Yom Tov. V'shochatan b'Yom Tov. Bet Hillel Omrim, Somech Alehem b'Yom Tov. V'shochatan b'Yom Tov. Right? You slaughter it. And of course, make Somech on Yedavah. Nedarim v'Nedavot. Tavrei Kol En Kerebim b'Yom Tov. So clearly we have a Tanah that says, Nedarim v'Nedavot, you don't bring on Yom Tov. So Ula will subscribe to this opinion. So therefore, the Gemara originally thought to say, hey, Ula, there's a Tana against you. So we tried to change Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar to work out. So why do you have to change Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Yosef says? Keep Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar telling you what, that indeed it's a machloket, if you're allowed to bring the Darim in the Dabot on Yom Tov. I Ula, he's got a different Tana. And now the Gemara says, V'hani Tana'e ki hani Tana'e. Gemara for the rest of the page now is going to try to prove that just like we said, it's a machloket tanaim. If you're allowed to bring nedarim and nedabot on Yom Tov, it's a machloket. How to learn the machloket of Shammai b'Tilel. One tana says, everybody says you can't. Another tana says, the Mishmar says, no, it's indeed a machloket. That machloket is actually a similar. We found another machloket amongst the tanaim that share the same machloket. The Tanya, we have a brayta. En mivim toda. Behag masot mepene hamet sheba. Person made a neder. He's going to bring, let's say, a korban toda. So the Braita says, in the first opinion, you cannot bring a korban toda on Pesach. Why? Because part of the korban toda is loaves of bread. Loaves of bread is hametz. It's obvious you can't bring it on Pesach. Velo ba'atzeret. You cannot bring it as well on Shavuot. Mepene shehu yom tov. Because it's Yom Tov, and therefore the assumption is that it's not a mandatory korban for the day, so therefore you cannot bring it. So that's not it's a personal korban. Therefore you cannot bring it on Shavuot itself.
How come we get the same reason for both holidays?
Aval mevi, because on Pesach you can't even bring it on Chol HaMoed. Aval mevi Adam todato b'chag Sukkot, but on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, that's when you can bring your Qurban to Todah. So that's the first opinion of this Braita. Second opinion, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hare Hu Omer. It says in the Pasuk, Behag HaMasot, Ubhag HaShavuot, Ubhag HaSukkot. It compares all the three holidays. Kol Sheba Behag HaMasot, Ba Behag HaShavuot, Ubhag HaSukkot. Bechol Shelo Ba Behag HaMasot, Eno Ba Behag HaShavuot, Ubhag HaSukkot. He has an interesting opinion. He says, listen, if it can be brought on Masot, you can bring it on the rest of the holidays. But if it can't be brought on Masot, it cannot be brought on the rest of the holidays. That's his opinion. And again, the Gemara will explain this as well. Rabbi Elazar, b'Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Elazar, b'Rabbi Shimon says, Mevi Adam Todato b'Hag Sukkot. First of all, you can bring your Korban Todah on Sukkot. Right, we're assuming over here, and the Gemara is going to explain later on, it's actually referring to even on Yom Tov. And we'll see that in the Gemara. And you can use this meat from your Korban Todah to fulfill your obligation of Simcha, which means there's a certain mitzvah on the holiday, that you have to have basar, basar Korban. Now, it doesn't mean you have to bring an actual Korban for that purpose. If you have, let's say, another Korban that you have brought, for a different purpose, for a different obligation, that meat can fulfill your obligation to have the simcha on the holiday. However, ve'enu yotzei b'mishum hagiga, but you cannot use the korban todah for your hagiga, because hagiga is mandatory to bring a separate animal. Since this todah is earmarked for choba, you cannot use it for a hagiga. But for shalmei simcha, all the Torah wants you to do is have meat on the holiday. So if you can use this todah for your Shalmei Simcha, for your obligation to eat meat on the holiday. So let's review the three opinions quickly, then the Gemara is going to analyze it. Tanakama says, you can't bring it on Pesach, it's Hametz, the Torah. You cannot bring it on Yom Tov Shavuot, because it's Yom Tov. Nor, the only time you can bring this is on Chol HaMoed Sukkot. Very good. Second opinion says no. Second opinion is actually the Bishamon. He says, listen, all the holidays are juxtaposed next to each other. Hag HaMasot, Hag HaShavuot, Hag HaSukkot. What you can bring on Matzot, you can bring on Sukkot and Shavuot, but if you can't bring it on Matzot, you can't bring it on the other holidays. The last opinion, which would be Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, he says, no, you just bring it on Sukkot. And not only could you bring your Todah on Sukkot, but you could use it as Shameh Simcha. You could use that, not Hagiga. Hagiga is mandatory. You can't use one mandatory for another, but Shameh Simcha, your obligation to eat meat on the holiday, you don't have to make a separate korban for that meat. So long as you have meat, it is permissible. Now the Gemara is going, yes?
How does he hold with the other two holidays, the last opinion?
No, he says Sukkot. Now we're going to analyze the Braita.
So we have how many opinions, right?
We have three opinions here. One opinion says, not on Matzah, not on Shavuot, el on Chol HaMoed Sukkot. That's Tanakama. Second opinion of Bishimon says, if you can't bring it on Matzot, you can't bring it on any holiday. Third opinion says, Dafka Sukkot, even on Yom Tov.
That's the difference. Okay,
so comes the Gemara and says, Amar Mor. Now the Gemara is going to take this statement now and analyze it. First opinion, En Mivi'in Todah Behag Matzot Bepeneh Hamet Sheba. You said you cannot bring it on Matzot, on Pesach, because of the Hametz. Peshita. Well, of course. What's the question? Amar of Adda, Bered Rabbi Yitzhak, the Amira Rabu Shmuel Bar Abba, Hacha Bar Baasar Askenan. We're talking about over here, not on Pesach. We're talking about Erev Pesach. The Kasabar, En Mivim Kadashim, the Beta Pisul. We know on Erev Pesach, Hametz becomes forbidden by the fourth hour. And therefore this opinion holds that you're not allowed to cause Kodashim to minimize its eating. And therefore, by bringing a Korban Todan Erev Pesach, you're now limiting the eating of it until the fourth hour. Once the fourth hour comes, you're going to have to burn it. Therefore, you're not allowed to do that. Bring it on a regular day where you have the full day to eat the Hametz. So the Chiddush is that you cannot bring it even on Erev Pesach because you're putting a minimizing on its
time.
On its time. Good. Ve'lo ba'atzeret b'peneshu. Ve'lo ba'atzeret b'peneshu yom tov. Nor can you bring the Korban Todah on Yom Tov of Shavuot. So the Gemara explains. Kasabar, logic. Because nedarim v'nedavot en kiribim b'yom tov. Very good. Because since this is a neder or nedavah, it doesn't have a set time, it's not going to be doche Yom Tov. We understand that logic. Ela, Mevi Adam Todato Behaga Sukkot. So you must be able to bring it on Sukkot. That's what he said. Now the Gemara says Emat. Why not Sukkot? Ilema bi Yom Tov. Ahatzmok. You tell me on Yom Tov. Ha'amad ve'lo ba'atzeret. Neshu Yom Tov. You just said you can't bring it on Shavuot Yom Tov. So what's the difference? Ela bechodo shemoed. So Tanakh Lama said the only time you can bring the Todah, if you want to bring it on the holidays, is Chol HaMoed Sukkot. But again, you see an opinion over here that clearly holds Nedarim and Nedavot cannot be brought on Yom Tov. So we found a Tanayic opinion that says Nedarim and Nedavot and Kerevim be Yom Tov. Now we go to the next opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hare Omer Behaga Masot, Behaga Shavuot, Behaga Sukkot. Kol Sheba Behaga Masot, Behaga Shavuot, Behaga Sukkot. Kol Shelo Behaga Masot, Eno Behaga Shavuot, Behaga Sukkot. He says, if you can't bring it on Pesach, you can't bring it on any of the holidays. So give a matkif la Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera has a question. Hashta salute misaltinan, which means on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, you're allowed to chop wood, which means you're allowed to do melacha on Chol HaMoed Sukkot. Did that even the davot mebaya? You're going to tell me I can't bring a neder and a daba on Chol HaMoed Sukkot? Doesn't make sense. Which means Chol HaMoed Sukkot, I can do anything. I can cut wood. I can do something. Why can't I bring a korban? Nedarim be worse than cutting wood. And it doesn't make sense what this opinion is. So the Gemara says Amar Abaye. So then we're struggling to try to understand this opinion. How could you tell me? I understand you want to argue. Tell me not on Yom Tov, but Chol HaMoed. What should be on Chol HaMoed? You can do melacha on Chol HaMoed. So Amar Abaye. Everybody agrees in this Braita, you could bring this Korban Todah on Chol HaMoed. Oh, so we're stuck there. So what's the machloket then? Which means, what are they arguing about? What is this opinion? Ki pelige lemekam ale bebal te'ahar. New subject, they're redefining the whole Braita. New subject. There's a law that the Torah says that when a person makes a neder, he cannot delay his
obligation.
After a certain time, specifically after the Shalosh Regalim, after the three holidays passed, now he's already, his time expired, and therefore he's Oved. And there's a great machloket amongst the Tanaim we're going to see now. When we say the Shalosh Regalim, do they have to be in order? Meaning, until three holidays in order, meaning Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, or no, maybe right, first three holidays that pass, Yover Bal Tahir. That's the question. So the Gemara says like
sometimes
this.
Sometimes it could be 12 months, 6 months.
The Gemara is going to say now like this. Ki pelige lemekam ale bebal tahir. Tanakama sabar. Now we redefine the Braita. Tanakama says, Shalosh negalim amar achmana afilu shelo kisidran. The three holidays that the Torah says even out of order. And therefore, you know what he was saying? He was saying like this. If a person, let's say, makes a neder, right? And he makes a neder and he says, I want to bring a korban todah. He's giving him very good advice. He said, listen, you better bring it on Sukkot, because you're not going to be allowed to bring it on Pesach because of the Hametz. You're not going to be allowed to bring it on Shavuot because it's Yom Tov. So the only holiday you're really going to have to bring it is on Sukkot. And therefore you better bring it on Sukkot, because if you don't bring it on Sukkot, finish, you're going to have a problem of Bal Ta'akhir. And I don't care if it happened out of order. I don't care if you made the Nidah right before Sukkot. Guy will make it right before Sukkot. Say, well, I have to eat a Galim. You don't have to eat a Galim. Bring it right away on Sukkot. Because if you don't bring it on Sukkot, Sukkot's going to pass. Matzah is going to pass, and you can't bring it. Shavuot's going to pass, you can't bring it. So that's what Tanakama meant. When we go back, when we read Tanakama's statement, "En mivim todah b'chagam asod nechametz ve'lo ba'atzer b'neshu yom tov avan mivim adam to b'chagash." He's telling you for the Bal Ta'akhir issue. He's telling you, be careful. Right. Since you can't bring it on Pesach or Shavuot, your only option is to bring it on Sukkot. So you better bring it on Sukkot immediately, so you don't get into the Bal Ta'akhir situation. Oh, good. Now let's understand the second Shita. The second Shita says, the Rabbi Shimon Savar, Kisidran in, Shelo Kisidran lo. Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, the only time you aver Bal Ta'akhir is what? When it's Kisidran. The holidays have to pass in order. But Shelo Kisidran lo. Now, how would he fit in into his words what he said? So let's read Rashi to understand that opinion. Look at Rashi, second wide line, to understand the Bishamon's opinion. Ve'atar Bishamon ne'emar hareu kisidran inch lo kisidran hilkach hanodra lifnei Sukkot. Let's say a guy makes a vow before Sukkot. Yesh lo shaut ad l'shana haba. He has Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot, until the next Sukkot. He has 1 year, because he holds Kisidran. Okay? The Haki Kama, this is what he says. Kol Sheba Behagamasot, Kegon Shinadar Kodema Pesach. Which means if a person made the vow before Pesach, Kol Sheba Behagamasot, Vayahalav Behagamasot, Ba Behagashavot Shinaharav, or Behagasukot, which means if he makes it before Pesach, that's it. He has Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. And therefore he's got only those three holidays. Right. But if you didn't make the vow before Matzot, you made it before any other holidays, you can have an extended period of time.
Right.
For example, if you made it, like I said, before Sukkot, beautiful. You have Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot, all the way to the next year, Sukkot. So that's what he's saying. Kol Sheba. Lifne, kol sheba b'chagamasot, which is anything that comes b'chagamasot before Hagamasot. So then already you can only have three holidays. However, if it comes before any other holidays, you'll have a longer period of time. But that's the machloket over here regarding Bal Ta'akhir. Good, now let's get the third opinion. Comes the third opinion and says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mevi Adam Todato b'chag Asukot. Now, the third opinion says no. You bring the Todah on Sukkot itself. Emat. If you tell me bring it on Chol HaMoed, Hainu Tanakama.
Right.
Oh, that's the same opinion of Tanakama. You can't bring it on Pesach, you can't bring it on Shavuot, bring it on Sukkot. What on Sukkot? Chol HaMoed. So Ela, what is he saying? Ela bi Yom Tov. His Chiddush is telling you can bring it on Yom Tov, Sukkot. Kasaba nedarim nedabot kerebim bi Yom Tov. Must be that he holds that you can't bring the derim nedarim. Right. So bottom line, we found now a machloket tanaim in a braita that you see. Can you bring the derim nedarim on your day? It's a machloket. The first opinion says you can't bring the Torah on Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuot. Good, because in the derim nedarim. No, Mashi'en can. According to Rabbi Shimon Lazar, he's clearly right. Telling you over that what you can. The only Rabbi Shimon, he's right. Saying that what you can. So now the Gemara's last question is okay, fine. But wait, umay shina haga sukkot tenakat? Question mark. Which means Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, why dafka on Chol HaMoed Sukkot. Why not Chol HaMoed Pesach? Is why did he dafka pick? You could bring your Todah on Chol HaMoed Sukkot. That was the third opinion in the Braita.
Right.
Now, if you hold, not Chol HaMoed, sorry Chol HaMoed. You said Yom Tov. Bring it any Yom Tov. Not Pesach because it's Chametz.
Okay, fine.
Bring it Shavuot.
Yeah, it's also Yom Tov.
Why did Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon pick on Yom Tov Sukkot Davka? Good. Yes, because you hold the Rimin that will be Yom Tov. Good. Shavuot also. Right. Why did he pick Sukkot? Ah, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon the Tamer. He's following his reasoning. Tetanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Lo Yomar Haga Sukkot Shebo Akatu Medaber. Which means in the Torah, it says Shalosh Pami Bashana. Etc. And then it says Haga Masot, Haga Shavuot, Haga Sukkot. Now, from the fact that the Torah reiterated Haga Masot, Haga Shavuot, Haga Sukkot, from there the rabbis learned that the Torah was coming to teach us the law of Bal Ta'ahir.
Order.
Yeah, no, teaching us the law that there's a law of Bal Ta'ahir that applies to three regalim.
Okay.
So that we know. That's already from the repetition of the fact that it said Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana. So it's Rishon. Now it's just then. What does it say? I was trying to teach me. No, that the 3 holidays passed. There's another law of Bal Ta'ahir. Good, but Rabbi Shimon comes along and says like this: even in the repetition, you don't have to say Sukkot, because the parasha that Shalosh was written is in the parasha. It's talking about Sukkot itself. So just say Sukkot. We know Sukkot. It's the parasha of Sukkot. So he says, ah, you know why it says Sukkot? Right. It's the Bishimon's opinion. Lo yomar haga Sukkot, shebo akatu medaber. Lama ne'emar lomar sheze acharon. The Bishimon holds, you need seder. And therefore he says, it's telling you Sukkot to tell you that for the Bal Ta'ahir, that's the one. That's the last one. And therefore meaning it's got to go Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. So that's how the Bishimon learns Kisidran.
Nice.
The fact that the Torah in the Parashah of Sukkot, mentions Be'ag HaSukkot. To teach you that what? Sheze Acharon. Ah, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lomar, Sheze Gorem. Which means, he says a different shita. You know why the Torah repeats Sukkot? To tell me that Bal Ta'ahir applies even to Sukkot alone.
Right. Once Sukkot passes,
You're out. Which is, even if a guy made a neder right before Sukkot.
Right.
And now Sukkot passed. Bal Ta'ahir. Ah, so now we understand Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon's shita in the Braita. Rabbi Shimon, as I said, Sukkot. Hey, how come not on Shavuot? Well, listen, if you made the neder before Shavuot, no problem. You can bring it on Shavuot. But he's telling you, Sukkot is your deadline for Bal Ta'ahir. And now we understand the three opinions of Bal Ta'ahir in the Braita. The first opinion, Tanakama, was saying Bal Ta'ahir afilu shelo kisidran, which means it doesn't. The first opinion. Actually, I go back to the Gemara to read that inside. When the Gemara said, right. Exactly. The Yeregrim do not have to be in order. And that's why he said, Matzot, you can't bring it. Okay, because it's Hametz. Shavuot, you can't bring because it's Yom Tov. And the Darim and the Dabot are not Kerevim be Yom Tov. So your only option is to bring on Chol HaMoed, Sukkot. So he's just giving you good advice. Hey, you better bring it on Sukkot, because if you don't bring it on Sukkot, you're going to get Bal Ta'ahir. I don't care if it's out of order. 3 holidays pass, you're done. Good. Comes to Bishimon and says, no. The 3 have to be in order. Therefore, if you made it before Pesach, then you got 3 holidays in order. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. However, if it was not Ba B'Pesach, meaning you made it any other time, no problem. You don't have to bring it the next holiday. You can actually wait a full cycle until you get Kisidran. Good. Third opinion, the Bishimon says, no. You better bring it on Chol HaMoed. You better bring it on Yom Tov Sukkot. Why? Because once, even if you made it right before Sukkot, because once Sukkot passes, Bal Ta'ahir. Oh, but what do you see over here in the Braita? There is indeed a great machloket. Can the Darim and the Dabot be brought on Yom Tov or not? So the Gemara proved its point when the Gemara said on the second line, "V'hani Tana'e ki hani Tana'e." These Tanaim that we learned in Amud Rishon, that if a machloket, if the Darim and the Dabot can be brought, it's like these Tanaim that we found in the Braita that was discussing Bal Ta'ahir. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.